ABC Radio Australia.
Now, 17 years after he left to pursue a professional soccer career, Fiji's most famous player, Roy Krishna, has come home to play for Bulla FC in the OFC Pro League, which kicks off next month. The national captain first turned professional in New Zealand with Wellington Phoenix and then went on to feature for four different sides in the Indian Super League. But now Krishna not only has the chance to play professionally for a team from his own country, but he will also put a smile on his four-year-old daughter's face by spending more time with her. So the career of Bulla FC's marquee signing, who will wear the number 21 shirt, has turned full circle in a way that he never expected.
As a young kid growing in a football environment, you always wanted to play for a professional club. And, you know, after so long, these things has come up. And, yeah, I'm just lucky enough that I got the opportunity. And, of course, it all depends on the coach. I spoke to him. He was the one who said, you tick all the boxes, in my opinion, and I want you. So, yeah, everything for places. But I'm just happy to be home. And, of course, excited to play for my home club.
It sounds like you didn't take much persuading then to join Bulla FC.
No, actually. No, because for me, I've been away from family for a while, and just to come home, I just finished my season in India, and then I just needed a few weeks to just relax with my little one. She's growing very fast. But speaking to my family, I think it was more my little one that made the decision a bit easier, because she said that I want you around all the time. So I'm just happy to be here, and I'm just excited that, you know, we have a professional club. And I'm just happy for our local boys, because this is a great platform for them to play professional and, of course, to do well and then get a bigger club in a professional environment.
What do you think of the way that the competition has been set up? You will know as well as anybody the difficulties of playing in the Pacific and the logistics of getting teams from A to B, be they club sides or international sides. Do you think this is the best model that the Pro League has got?
For me personally, yes, I think this is a great platform, especially, you know, because I didn't know how the game's going to be held. I thought we were going to be traveling every week. But the way they came up with the plan, I think it suits all the countries really well to adapt and to train and to play. But yeah, I think whatever it is, we just need to go with it, because for us, Oceania players, this is a great opportunity. You know, no matter how it comes, we just wanted to play professional, have a taste of it. And I think the first season for every club will be challenging. But at the same time, you know, it's a privilege to play professional.
And the squad, what I'm seeing is essentially the best of what Fiji has to offer. In essence, this is almost an international side, Bulla FC, isn't it? But with some overseas players coming in as well.
Yes, I think if you look at all the Oceania clubs, most of them have their international players. So, yeah, it's a national team. But, you know, with few overseas players, you know, the experience they bring, it's a lot to learn for our boys, a lot to take on board. Because in professional environment, there's a lot of things you need to learn, and we need to learn faster because it's just 2 weeks away before the first game. So the training is very intense, and the boys are already complaining about the endurance running. So, you know, I just told them, this is professional. This is, you know, what needs to be done to play at the high levels. But the boys are enjoying it.
So picking up on that last point, it seems to me you have a very significant role to play here in exactly the way you've just described it, saying to these players, some of whom are quite young, that this is what being a professional is all about. You've just got to get on with it if you want to make progress in your career.
Yes, Richard, I think I've learned a lot, especially when I was in Wellington Phoenix, when I first signed. You know, I get a lot of help from our captain, Durante. And then when I went to India, you know, the style, the training style, you know, different way of training. You know, all the experience I've gained, now I come back. These Fijian boys are struggling, but I told them, you know, this is just the start. You know, it's all in your mind. You know, if you think positively, if you just keep going, you know, this will, you know, improve you in when you play the first match. If you run a lot, if you do endure, if you sleep well, if you eat right, this thing will improve you as a player. And then not just a player, as a team too. So whatever experience I've gained from abroad, now I'm trying to put on these local boys, especially, you know, the Fijian boys, to do well. So yeah, hopefully they'll learn which they are.
And what about your own playing career now? This is the next step, clearly. I don't get any sense that you have any intention to give up anytime soon. Will you move on to something else after the Pro League?
Look, Richard, for me, you know, I'm 38. People will say I'm on the end part of my career, which is true. But for me personally, every morning I waking up, you know, I have the energy. My body is telling me, you know, you can keep going. So Yeah, it all depends on my body. And so far, I know I feel fresh, you know, every morning after double sessions. So yeah, my body is really coping up well. Now I'm with Bula FC, signed for 6 months. So I'm just going to focus on these 6 months. And whichever future holds, let's see. But right now, my full focus is on Bula FC.
And first game, Bula FC versus Vanuatu United. It's quite extraordinary to contemplate, isn't it? Even a few months ago, it's something that I don't think people thought was possible.
Yes, yes. I think everyone is excited. The whole country is excited for the first match. And we know Vanuatu players, most of them are national team players. But look, this is a different game, you know, with some foreign players. We don't know how they are, but every team is strong. We just need to focus on ourselves and just can't wait.
Roy Krishna there, set to show his Fijian teammates at Bula FC what it means to be a professional soccer player as they all count towards that historic first match against Vanuatu United in the OFC Pro League on January 17th. And Roy was talking there to reporter Richard Hewitt.